Coach's Insight continuing here on Care 93.7 as we get set for week two of high school football. We start here with Atchison as we welcome in head coach Jim Smith, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, you get off to a good start here in 2022, a 31-24 win at home against Ottawa last week. In that first game, a ball game you heard on Care 93.7, how nice was it to, one, get back on the field, but also, two, get a victory here in week one?
Oh, it was great to get back on the field. This is my favorite time of year, so to come out and get a win first week, good feeling.
Kind of take us through that ball game a little bit. Obviously a close contest, a very stout Ottawa team. We talked a little bit last week about how they were a two-win team a year ago, but you said their record may have not have maybe indicated how good they actually were. Is that a scenario that you saw here this last week and saw a pretty good team in Ottawa?
Oh, yeah, very much so. They've improved so much from last year. They had a lot of kids back from last year's team, and you could just tell they were a different ball club than last year.
What was the most impressive part of your team's victory? Was it the success that you were able to have on offense, key stops on defense? What kind of stood out on that aspect, whether it was offense or defense?
Well, defensively, I thought we played well the whole game. You know, they got a couple breaks in which they got a couple scores on us. But I would say the most impressive thing was the way our kids kept their composure. And what I mean by that, you know, we buried ourselves early with a kickoff return, and then we fumbled our kickoff. And I felt our kids just kept their composure and kept playing hard.
Coming up next, you get back into the KCA League for the first league contest of the year, as you'll get KC Sumner Academy. They're a team coming off a victory in week one as well. How do you look ahead for this KC Sumner Academy team, and how different maybe are they this year compared to last year?
Well, I think they're a very well-coached team. I think they have a couple kids with great speed, and we're just going to have to do assignment football to keep their speedsters contained.
A lot of coaches like to talk about the improvements from week one to week two. Are you kind of expecting maybe that little extra jump from your team going into the second matchup of the year?
Well, we sure hope so. Offensively, I just think we have to get better. We want to run more up-tempo, and as many times as we shot ourselves in the foot last week with penalties, we were not able to do that.
KC Sumner winning 21-0 against Washington in their first game last week, so obviously their defense pitching a shutout. What challenges lie ahead for your offense trying to go up against that defense?
Well, they run a 3-4 defense. They run very well to the ball, and I just think if we take care of the football and we do our assignments up front blocking, good things should happen for us.
How do you keep this momentum going into week two? What are the expectations for this week, and what are a few keys for tonight's game?
Well, the expectation is we have to get better at the line of scrimmage. You know, we have a couple kids that haven't even played line before that we've asked to move down there. And they're just getting better every week. And as far as expecting to take care of the football and really get things going and speed up our tempo on offense.
Said tonight, obviously the game tomorrow night for Atchison as they take on KC Sumner Academy, game at home for the Phoenix as they look to move to 2-0 on the year after a nice win over Ottawa in week one. That is Jim Smith, the head coach of Atchison, here joining us on our Coach's Insight, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, go get them tomorrow night. Good luck as always, and we'll do it again next week.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.